And it is 1:32. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. We're breaking into our regular programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. It has been since last Saturday since we've had a briefing from the governor and state health officials. In that briefing on Saturday, we saw an increase of 160 new coronavirus cases, bringing the state's total to 5,775. And we heard, that was an increase of 160 new cases among members of the community. There were also a few cases from prisons. And on Saturday, we heard Governor Hutchinson characterize that as a second peak of coronavirus infections here in Arkansas. That increase came after a record-breaking single-day increase of 455 new cases that we saw in Arkansas last Thursday. Today, the total number of cases, the latest number from the State Health Department, is at 6,029, and that is also 117 deaths from COVID-19 in Arkansas. That represents an increase of 254 new cases since last Saturday, when we had our last daily briefing from Governor Hutchinson and officials with the State Health Department. Again, the latest number of cases from the State Health Department, 6,029 in Arkansas and 117 deaths from the COVID-19. And now we go live to Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking live from the state capitol. You're listening to KYR 89.1.
Our good friends from Paragould, Arkansas sent three masks. One that I have on, and one that Dr. Smith has in his hand. And then, Eddie, this is yours.
Thank you very much.
And that's from Tanya Phillips in Paragould, who says she makes masks for people in her community when she's not working in her time off. So thank you, Tanya, for that and setting a good example. I'm joined today by Secretary Nate Smith, the Department of Health, Dr. Jose Romero, who is Chief Medical Officer at the Department of Health, and Stephanie Williams, Chief of Staff at the Department of Health. And we'll go straight to our work. I want to thank everybody for paying attention to today's COVID daily update. These continue to be important in terms of information to the Arkansas citizens and those that are following this public health crisis. Yesterday, we had 6,029 cases in Arkansas. Last 24 hours, we've had an increase of 151 cases. That brings us to 6,180. Our hospitalizations were at 99 yesterday. They are up 8, and that brings us to 107 hospitalizations. In terms of deaths of Arkansans as a result of this virus, that is up 2. We've gone from 117 plus 2 is 119. In terms of our test, which I continue to see as good news, we're learning a lot through our testing. We're identifying additional areas that we need to watch. Our test, we did 2,984 tests, which is a 3.3% positivity rate. Another continued example of very good news in terms of our testing, the expansion of our testing, as well as the low positivity rate that we have that is well below the national standard. As you know, I set a goal in May of doing 60,000 tests, and at that time, we really didn't know how we were going to get there from a public standpoint, although we did have a plan to get there. But I'm pleased to say that over the holiday weekend, we surpassed 60,000 tests, and we now have done over 61,000 tests in the month of May. And of course, we're not to the end of the month yet. I want to look at the graphs, and I want to make some additional comments. If you look first at the number of new COVID cases in Arkansas, you see sequentially through the dates from March 11 onto the current date of March 25th, and the latest is 150. We only had one, I believe it was, that was in a correctional institute. The rest are community cases, and that's been a very consistent pattern almost since we started the elevated level of testing, except for the one day that was so high with over 450, a combination of community plus the correctional facility in Forest City. You go to the next slide, the seven-day rolling average, and I want you to make a note of this as to the peak that we had early in April, and then we've come back, we dipped down, we've come up to what could be another peak, or it could be a way to a higher peak. And I want to come back and address that with Arkansans there in just a little bit. If you go to the next slide, the number of hospitalized, this is still currently a little bit below our previous high, but you can see we have increased number of hospitalizations, which is natural when you have an increased number of cases, even though our hospitalization rate is still low. And then if you go to the next one, you'll see the what I mentioned is the positivity rate in Arkansas. And you can see the 10% national standard that early on we were much higher than that. Very targeted testing, now more broad-based testing that we do across the state. And you can see the consistent low level of positive test results here in the state, even though a very high number of tests. The next graph, you can just see our graph. Yes, yes, it goes to the top. 61,922 tests have been done in May, which exceeded the goal that we set. And then, let's see if we've got, these are two, and I want to compliment the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences and their School of Health, Public Health, that have done a good job in helping us in terms of predictive modeling. And modeling is not perfect. You can miss it, but it helps us to see their projections as to the future. Now, this model, predictive model of UAMS, was on March 25th, so this is a month ago. And you can see that on March 25th, they projected with the orange line that goes up where they thought that we would be based upon the predictive modeling that they had. And then you look at the actuality of it in the blue, and you can see where we are in terms of our cases in the blue. That is what they have observed versus what they have predicted. And so go back to that just for a second. Of course, that means that on May 20th, they were predicting 8,000 cases in Arkansas under that predictive modeling. Of course, we're at 6,180 cases today, below what they predicted on this particular day. But then let's go to the next one, which is they've updated it. And so this is a new prediction curve, and that's dated May 21. So it was done about 5 or 6 days ago. But here you can see that they have their projections in the light blue, it looks to me like, and in the actual numbers there in the dark blue, where we were, you know, at 5,500 cases, it looks like, on May 24th. And so you can look at their predictive model on this curve, and on June 23rd, it looks like that we will be at 8,500 cases. So that raises again the question as to where we're going in the state. Now, before I turn it over back to Dr. Smith, I wanted to really talk about this weekend some. We had a very good weekend, and there's a lot of good news in Arkansas in terms of how everyone did in following social distancing and guidelines. And I know the national media focuses on one or two instances in which things look bad. And that shows a lack of discipline when people are not socially distanced, whenever they are congregating, where the virus can spread rapidly. And that is a concern to me, and you don't diminish it, but you also want to recognize how many people in Arkansas have done the right thing, setting the examples by employers, by the staff wearing masks, by the restaurants doing such a good job. And the vast majority are really paying attention to follow the guidelines and to make sure that they do not contribute to the spread of this virus. But there are more than a few that put their own comfort and convenience above the health of others, and that is not helpful. And as you can see from these graphs, we're really at a critical point in our journey during this pandemic. And the critical point is whether we are at our second peak and we'll start leveling off, or where we go from here, or go down or level, or whether we go up. And the direction that we go from here totally depends upon the discipline and the commitment of the people of Arkansas to avoid circumstances in which they will contribute to the spread. And so I challenge all Arkansans to think this through and realize that we are trying to open up our economy, to lift restrictions. The restrictions, we're in phase one, but we want to get to phase two, and we can't get to phase two whenever we see a continued upward trajectory. So I challenge everyone, let's commit together to avoid the spread and to go down in hospitalizations, to avoid an increase in case trends and the community spread. And our discipline is required to social distance and to follow the guidelines. With that, let me invite Dr. Smith to come up for his comments.
This is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. You're listening to KYR 89.1.
I'd like to go a little bit deeper into the numbers today than I usually do, and then just make a few additional comments. As the governor mentioned, we've had 151 new cases since yesterday. One of those was in a correctional facility, so 150 community cases. So our total is 6,180. Of those, 1,729 are active cases. Of those active cases, 72 are in nursing homes, 466 are in correctional facilities, and then 1,191 are community cases, active cases in the community. In terms of nursing homes, we've had two additional cases, so we're at 361, and we've had 10 additional staff at nursing homes who were infected, so we're at 215 there. The governor mentioned we're at 107 hospitalized cases. That's a net gain of 8 from yesterday. That is close to our highest ever, very close. We have currently 18 currently on a ventilator. That's an increase of 1 from yesterday. We've had 2 additional deaths, so we're at 119 deaths. And we have 4,332 who have recovered, and that's 83 more than yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about our overall cases. We've talked before about race and ethnicity, and I just want to review those from where we are. Of our 6,180 total cases, about 50%, 50.7% are white, 37.1% are African American. Now, question has come up, are our African American cases more likely to die? Well, not really, because 37.8% of the deaths are African Americans. So although we have a disproportionate number of cases from our African American population, it's about the same percentage for deaths. We have overall 10.2% of our cases have been Hispanic. But I would like to say, of the 150 community cases from yesterday, a much higher percentage are Latino. We have 42% of our cases from the last 24 hours. 63% of our 150 community cases are 42% Latino. Again, COVID-19 affects all of our communities, but a community that we're starting to see increasing number of cases is our Latino community. Now, part of this may be accessibility of testing. We have not had testing as easily available to everyone in the state. Now that we're testing in all of our, in 79 of our local health units, there's much greater accessibility. So that may be part of why we're seeing more cases in our Latino community. but we are working to get the message out, come in, get tested, and then take the precautions that are needed, either isolation or quarantine. In terms of age, 39.3% of our cases are age 25 to 44. I think a lot of younger people don't think they're at risk, but this is actually the largest single age group, 25 to 44. Only 14.3% of our cases are 65 years or greater. Unfortunately, 74% of our deaths are 65 and greater. Lastly, I'd like to talk about our deaths, where we have seen them in the state. 31% of our deaths have been in southeast Arkansas, 30% have been in central Arkansas, 19% have been in northeast, 11% in southwest, and 8.4% have been in the northwest part of the state. In terms of our counties for the cases, the 150 cases from the last 24 hours, the largest number were in Washington County with 29. We also had 17 from Sevier County, 16 from Benton County, and 13 from St. Francis County. All the other counties were less than 10. We've talked a little bit about the poultry industry. As of yesterday, we had a total of 301 cases associated who were employed by poultry businesses. And the top counties in which those cases were found was Benton County with a total of 69, Yell County with 54, Washington County with 44. We also had a number of cases in Sevier County and Polk County as well. The governor mentioned our testing, and we have done well with testing. We've exceeded our goal of testing 2% of our population in the month of May, and we'll continue going. We will hope to actually even accelerate that. The last thing that I wanted to talk about was about the things that each of us need to do. We've pulled back a lot of our restrictions on businesses, and the good news is we've not seen increases in cases due to those businesses. But as I've said before, moving forward, we're going to depend more on public health interventions, testing and contact tracing, but also the individual decisions, behaviors like wearing masks in public, maintaining that physical distancing of 6 feet, not gathering in large groups. Those individual decisions are going to be what we need more and more to protect ourselves and to protect our communities. Someone told me the other day, why are we worried about a disease where 99% of people recover? Well, 99% may recover, but that leaves 1% who don't. And an example of that was one of our recent deaths, is a woman who was infected at a Mother's Day gathering. And that's tragic. That's not what anyone wanted when they gathered for that. So we need to think about what we're doing and how it may impact the people that we care about. 1% of the population, if applied to the entire population of Arkansas, that's 30,000 deaths. That's not acceptable. We need to take action. And finally, I've mentioned some of our communities that are, we're seeing a greater number of cases, African American community, Latino community, but this is an equal opportunity virus. It's infected people of all backgrounds in our state, so all of us need to take precautions to protect ourselves and protect the people we love, protect our communities. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. And I'll add that I look at these statistics very closely. I challenge Dr. Smith to and his team to dig deep into those, to know as much as we can about the origins of it. And as we look at the number of cases that we have with the increased testing, We have an idea that they're scattered around the state of Arkansas. Obviously, Benton and Washington County has had a more significant increase in recent days. We see it also with the Hispanic community, as well as in the poultry industry, and there's a connection there. And so we look at that data and try to determine what steps we should take. We'll continue to do that, and that's really the response and where we have to be as a state. In terms of the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, they worked all through the weekend to continue to approve and get the claimants the money that they've applied for and approved for. $16.8 million has now been sent to over 15,000 claimants as of this morning. There are 10,000 that are eligible but have not filed their weekly claims, and that website is available for everyone that have been applied for it, been approved for it, to go in and file their weekly claim. So we're continued to work that, and I applaud the team for their holiday efforts to get those funds out the door. And then finally, I wanted to say something about a change in our future. And the Center for Disease Control is one of the premier health departments of the United States of America that provides national guidance, that has such a critical role in this pandemic. And one thing, regrettably, they do well, and I shouldn't say regrettably, but you'll see the point of that, is that they have identified a real talent that we have in Arkansas. I've talked about Dr. Nate Smith and his capacity and his experience in infectious disease and epidemiology. And so he has been offered and has accepted a position with the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. And he has been, I've known about this for some time, but he has stayed at the helm to work through this crisis here with us. And he will continue working in his current position through August 28th. But we wanted to allow a significant amount of time for a transition for him to continue to work with the existing team and the new team at the Department of Health. And so, Dr. Smith, thank you for your great service, and I'm glad you're going to be here through August. And by August, he tells me we're not going to have any cases. Maybe he didn't say all of that. But thank you for your service, and we look forward to continue working with you through August 28th. And then that leads me to the second announcement. I've asked Dr. Jose Romero to serve as interim Secretary of Health, and he has agreed to do that. And I'm grateful for his willingness to serve. A little bit about Dr. Romero. He is a pediatric infectious disease specialist. He is the professor of pediatrics at UAMS. He's been there for the last 11 years. He also serves as medical director for pediatric infectious diseases at the Arkansas Children's Hospital. And before that, he was professor of pediatric medicine at the University of Nebraska. A very distinguished career that brought him to Arkansas, and he's served our state for over a decade. And also, he serves on a very important national committee, actually the chair of the Advisory Committee on Immunization practices, which means that that advisory committee will give advice on new immunization dealing with COVID-19. So once again, we have a national star that will come in to help give us guidance in the future. And again, thank you for being willing to serve there. And then Stephanie Williams, I asked to be here because she's chief of staff there. She'll continue to play a critical role in the leadership of the department in the transition as Dr. Smith looks to the future. And with that, I'll be happy to turn it over for any questions.
Have you guys talked about this anecdotal story of the pool party in Jonesboro? Have we traced that, done contract tracing to find out how many people got infected and so forth?
The information I have is it wasn't Jonesboro, it was another city up there that I received information on, and I don't know whether Dr. Smith's team has looked at it from the specificity of the information that I had.
Okay.
Dr. Smith, did you have anything on that?
And Health Secretary Nate Smith.
Just said it wasn't, unless there was another one in Jonesboro, that it wasn't Jonesboro, and it was a swim party, but not a pool party. The point of the governor's comments was that these gatherings that people have, whether it's a Mother's Day celebration or whether it's a swim party, if we don't take precautions, they can end up in people being sick or even worse.
It was in Paragould. Yes.
In terms of the increase on the Hispanic population, is there anything you're going to be doing specifically to target that population?
Yes. Of course, in one instance, there was a van taking workers to the work site. Well, the van is the one that had a positive case, and that contributed to it. And so there's we can go through and we can identify some of the sources and where it's contributed, and take the necessary steps in quarantining and isolating those cases. But we're also, part of it is education and it's information. And I've asked the Department of Health to devote more of our marketing budget to targeting the minority communities, specifically our Hispanic community. And so that effort is being done. This last weekend, we had a special emphasis on testing sites in Northwest Arkansas. And so we're expanding our testing capacity and availability for the minority community.
So the question, colleague Alex is working on a story about summer camps. This is her question. The directive for summer camps encourages campers to get tested before going to camp, but are there actually places that will test asymptomatic children?
Do you want to speak to that directive, Dr. Smith?
And Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
Certainly, we've encouraged that because some of the camps have indicated that that's part of their plans, and we think that's a good idea. We offer testing for COVID-19 in 79 of our local health units, and even asymptomatic individuals can be tested there.
Is there a question remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. I had a couple questions, one for Dr. Smith, one a little more detail on his decision to leave for the CDC job. Just want to see how long this has been in the works, and was this any kind of reflection of any kind of disagreement over the way the state has been handling the pandemic? And also, the examples that you talked about, Lake of the Ozarks, Lake Hamilton, is the state doing anything to track people who may have gone to large gatherings like this, or are they encouraging people who have gone to large gatherings like this to self-quarantine or anything like that?
Well, of course, the Lake of the Ozarks is in Missouri, so I don't have any jurisdiction there, and that's actually a long ways from our border as well. In terms of some of the sites in Lake Hamilton, this is something that we will look into. In terms of particularly our next holiday or weekend in which we have concerns there, we want to look at ways that we can encourage better utilization of the guidelines and social distancing. We're not exactly sure what can be done there. It's a matter of self-discipline. We're not a heavy police state, as I've mentioned before. We expect people to do the right thing, and a lot of them are trying to do the right thing, but when you get into a crowded area, you've got to really take the steps, and we want to be able to remind people of that. So we'll be looking specifically at what more we can do as we look into the next weekend or holiday season. I also wanted to mention I had checked with Stacy Hurst, our Secretary of Parks and Heritage and Tourism, about what happened in the state parks over the long holiday weekend. And there was good compliance. People went out, utilized our parks. There was one trail that got a little bit crowded, and so the rangers closed it down, limited access to it. That's the kind of action that we need. It's just a reminder to people to do the right thing, and we're delighted that we did have that good report. And Dr. Smith, there's a very good question for you that I'd love for you to answer.
Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
there is absolutely no disagreement with the approach that we've been taking here. Working for the governor has been one of the highlights of my career, and it made it very difficult to make this decision. When Admiral Steve Redd, Deputy Director for Public Health Service and Implementation Science, announced his retirement in February, I was encouraged by colleagues at the CDC to apply for the position, and that's how that came about.
Governor, it's Julie Blake from THP-11.
All right, we'll take you, and then we'll come back to the table. So go ahead.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I'm curious. It looks like we're going to have a rush of hospitalization cases coming now as this second peak arrives. So I'm curious what your experts, your advisors are telling you about the readiness for the hospitals in the state. And what are they telling you about what they've learned over the 3 months in treating COVID-19 that might make this second wave of hospitalizations in patients better this time around?
First of all, that is a key question and test as to the availability of our hospital space to treat COVID patients and others. And let me assure everyone, as we've done in the past, that we have more than ample capacity in Arkansas in terms of hospital space to care for our COVID patients. And what we've learned from our previous 3 months is that we listened to the extraordinary projections as to how many people would be hospitalized because of COVID. And so we stopped all the other activities in our hospitals and elective surgery and other procedures. And they lost hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. And we only utilized 100 or so hospital beds for COVID patients. And we had empty beds all over Arkansas. And so we have a more than sufficient capacity. And while I expect those hospitalizations to go up some as a result of the new cases that we've had, I don't expect that there's going to be anywhere close to any issue there. And we're going to continue to do the elective procedures and the other procedures here in Arkansas. But I want to invite Dr. Smith to respond to that as well.
Yes. Back in March, the governor stated on numerous occasions that we could have as many as 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19. Based on predictions at that time, I was concerned that it could be even higher. And we actually put in place planning for up to 10,000 patients at one time. And those plans are still ready to go if we need them. In reality, we have barely over 100. So we're a much better place than we thought we would. But if we start to see those hospitalizations increasing at a much faster rate, then we'll need to bring in place those plans that we have.
Leslie.
So back to Paragould, were there cases of COVID contracted at this gathering? And if so, what was the demographic? I mean, can you kind of describe it as a way to describe to people how infectious it is, who it affects, how many people were here? Just a simple story of, you know, as we knew about the church gathering, the very first church gathering.
And the answer is no, because there are some privacy concerns there. I had information of it from a friend whose wife was in the hospital and was understanding of the tests that were done, and it was related to me. But there are privacy concerns there, and I don't want to get into any more specifics other than the fact that there was a swim party that resulted in positive cases, and I'm sure nobody expected that when they started. Yes, Jay.
What numbers are we using to calculate the positivity rate? Because, you know, putting the 151 into the 2984, it comes up as 5%, not the 3.3. So I'm just wondering where the number difference is.
And Health Secretary Smith.
I know this is confusing, and I know that it's challenged the math of many journalists. When I report the number of tests, that's in a 24-hour period. So in the 24-hour period beginning at 12:01 yesterday to midnight yesterday, we had 2,984 tests done, and 99 of those cases were positive. And so if you do the math on that, it's 33%. What we're presenting in terms of cases, 3.3%, I'm sorry. Thank you for catching me on that one. When we present the numbers, we want to have what's most up to date, and so it's as of 10 a.m. This morning. So our lab, does testing really around the clock, and we also get results from other labs in the morning. And so the number of new cases that come in between midnight and 10 a.m. Can sometimes be quite a few, including positive cases.
And I guess too, Dr. Smith, with Northwest Arkansas, New York Times citing that they are seeing one of the highest rates of growth in the country. Are we doing anything specific up there in terms of combating this?
The Northwest part of this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Again, as we mentioned, a number of these cases have been in our Latino community, so we have really focused a lot of messaging in our Spanish language media. Dr. Romero has assisted with that as well. We have another physician, Dr. Joel Tomlinson, who is also a Spanish speaker and had trying to get those messages out to affected communities. I think part of the reason for the rapid growth has also been that testing is more available to our to many of our communities where they may not have had as ready access to testing.
Is there a, yes, Chuck?
You showed the graph with us getting to 8,500 cases. Do you also have a projection on hospitalizations, and are you hoping to not get to that 8,500?
Oh, absolutely. That's really the reason I showed that is that, one, it is a projection based upon the modeling of UAMS Public Health School, but I want to challenge Arkansans that we don't have to go there. We can beat that as we've beaten curves in the past. And so, absolutely, that's a challenge. I would like to beat that. I expect to beat that. And we're working hard to do that. In terms of hospitalizations, there may be, I don't know, was there a projection on the hospitalizations from that?
I don't have a specific projection of hospitalizations associated with that model. I would say since many of our newer cases are in somewhat younger age groups, we may not see as high a hospitalization rate. But that remains to be seen. I think we need to take precautions, a very healthy respect for this virus. Given our experience, especially in congregate settings, we know this virus can spread very, very quickly. And so we need to take those precautions to reduce the number of cases. We work very closely with the nursing homes to protect some of our most vulnerable Arkansans, but it's very difficult to protect anyone if we have increasing transmission in the community.
Is there another question remotely?
Governor Hutchinson?
Yes.
This is Bill Bowden at the Democrat Gazette. If people are overcrowding on a boat on an Arkansas lake, is that game and fish jurisdiction? And if so, were they looking for that this past weekend, and did they write any tickets?
The answer is that it depends upon what lakes. If you look at, there's some lakes that are game and fish jurisdiction. Most of the lakes in Arkansas are Corps of Engineer jurisdiction. And it's my understanding that Lake Hamilton is more, I'm not 100% sure of all the enforcement participants for Lake Hamilton. We're looking into that, and so we'll have to wait and see. Now, what we have in Arkansas are guidelines, and so, a local law enforcement is not going to go out there based upon a guideline, arrest anybody. We haven't asked anybody to do that. What we'd like, though, is whether it's our park rangers or local law enforcement, is to go out and remind people, y'all are congregating too much here, let's break it up. and just remind them of what the guidelines are, and we found a good response to that. So we hope that we can add to that in the future. Yes?
So we're seeing increasing politicization of the illness from I'm not going to wear a mask to I don't even believe it exists. What can you do as governor to depoliticize this disease and the threat of disease?
Well, all I can do is set a good example. I've done that, and I encourage people to put public health above any other consideration in terms of wearing a mask and socially distancing. This is not about politics. It's not about a philosophy other than being a good neighbor and being a good citizen and doing the right thing. And that's just the message that we have to understand in our hearts and try to communicate that because it's the health of people and people that we care about. Sometimes I think that people believe that if they don't wear a mask, they're only endangering themselves, not wearing a helmet on a motorcycle. And that's just an expression of freedom. And so we really have to drill into everyone and continue to educate that it's not about your health, it's also about your neighbor's health. And that's why you wear a mask, is to protect others. And so that is teamwork in Arkansas, and we want people to concentrate on that. Thank you all very much.
Governor,
Winnie
Rice.
Can
you
come on?
I can, Winnie.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's been a while. It's nice to hear from you. I've got two questions for you. The first one is, if Arkansas is currently experiencing a second peak in cases, why allow bars to reopen today, and will you consider delaying other reopenings? And then West Memphis Mayor Marco McClendon wanted me to ask you, when you will allow the governor's mansion and state capitol to reopen to the public for tours, he asked, why should he be encouraged to open local businesses when your house isn't open?
All right. So on the first part of the question, in terms of why do we open up bars, we have done that with strict requirements in terms of capacity, one-third capacity. We have put other requirements in there, and I'm delighted that they are paying attention to those. They're trying to do the right thing. And so, you know, these are business owners that have investments in a business. They have to pay rent. They have employees. We want them to be able to make a living, and they make their own judgments. They don't have to open. They can decide to wait. But it is that freedom to open that we have reduced we met the gating criteria for phase one, and so they have that opportunity based upon the guidelines that we presented. You know, in terms of the mansion, I think you might have mentioned the state capitol as well. The mansion is subject to the same rules of everyone else. If there is a large-scale event, then they're going to follow the rules of the public health guidelines just like every other large venue will follow. We are anxious for the public to have that kind of access and event there again, but we'll be following the public health guidelines. I think I answered the questions. Was there a follow-up? Did I cover it?
She mentioned the state.
Will you be considering delaying other reopenings in the future?
Delaying other reopenings? Well, you know, the next opportunity is phase two, which we'll get there. We're going to be looking very carefully as to what the right measuring sticks are for being in phase two, which means you can go from one-third capacity in the restaurants up to two-thirds capacity and lift some other restrictions in there. But we're right now in Arkansas. The economy is moving. People are going back to work. People are spending money, they're gaining confidence, and the numbers that we see here today shouldn't destroy that confidence. It's just simply a reminder, let's do the right thing. With that, thank you all very much.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief update on the numbers we heard. The state has an increase of 151 additional cases of the coronavirus today, bringing the total number of people to ever test positive in the state to 6,180. We've also seen two additional deaths from COVID-19, bringing the state's death toll to 119. We also heard that cases are on the rise, especially in the Hispanic community, more disproportionately now than it has been in the past here in Arkansas. Of the 150 community cases that we saw in the past 24 hours, about 42% of those were in Hispanic people. Also, we have seen 301 cases associated with the poultry industry in Arkansas. That's in particular concentrated in Benton County, Yell County, also Washington County up there in northwest Arkansas. And you can get a full debrief of what we heard in today's briefing from Governor Hutchinson and state health officials this afternoon in All Things Considered. Thanks for listening. This is KYR News.